when I wrote my book, How to Conquer Giants, I came across so many different illustrations of how people use that figure of speech, the underdog going up against the champion, and recently came across a new example of triumphing over the Giants. It said in 1935, the debate team of Wiley College, a small and unranked African-American school in Texas, unexpectedly defeated the all-white championship team from the University of Southern California. This was a classic case of the unknown triumphing over a national giant. And then, of course, Marvin Williams brought about the comparison that when ancient Israel was in peril at the hands of the Philistines, there was a boy named David who actually triumphed over a giant. Well, we know that story, don't we? Found in 1 Samuel 17. The armies were drawn up on opposite sides of the Valley of Elah. They were probably afraid of one another and decided that the outcome of the battle should be determined by a battle of champions. Well, the Philistines offered Goliath, a giant about 10 feet tall, but Israel couldn't find anyone who was worthy or brave enough to fight. David heard of the dilemma and he appealed to Saul to let him fight Goliath. Naturally, Saul was reluctant, but he agreed. And David, armed with 5 smooth stones and unswerving faith in the Almighty God, of course, took down the Philistine national champion. And my friend, as I have pointed out in How to Conquer Giants, there are giants that we will face every single day. But you know what? God gives us courage to overcome those giants, and he says that you, right now, in Christ, are more than a conqueror. Not just a conqueror, but more than a conqueror. When you think about what it means to root for the underdog, perhaps you watched, maybe you did, maybe you didn't, the Super Bowl. Well, the Colts, they had won before. And of course, how appropriate, the Saints had not won, at least in the Super Bowl. We know that the Saints, not the New Orleans Saints, I'm talking about God's saints, God's sons and daughters, those of us saved by placing our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, we will overcome. David said it in 1 Samuel 17:37, "The Lord who delivered me from the lion and from the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." My friend, whatever you're facing today, I encourage you, take your eyes off that problem. Do what David did. He didn't see Goliath as too big to fight. He saw him as too big to miss. Why? Because being of a different spirit, he didn't compare his own small stature and see how big and scary Goliath was. No, he looked at Goliath next to this Almighty God, and he saw what a small problem Goliath was for this Almighty Father of his. Heavenly Father, it's my prayer that you would give my friend courage this day. Give me that courage, that spirit like David had, the spirit like Joshua and Caleb had when they came back from the promised land and the other 10 said, "No, there's giants in the land. We can't take it." And Joshua and Caleb were of a different spirit and they said, "We can and must take it." So this day, God, for your sons and for your daughters, may we have that spirit, that courage that comes from you, that we would look at the problems of life, not how big they are compared to how small we are, but how small they are compared to how big you are. And we ask this to the glory of Jesus. Amen.